Young girls wanting to go to school in India face a silent struggle. Lack of privacy, safety, and proper facilities when they reach puberty are barring many from their right to an education. Archana Patkar works with the UN's Water Supply and Sanitation Collaborative Council, WSSCC.
They don't have facilities in school, so they can't change their cloths or pads easily. As a result, they're wearing an over-soaked wet cloth or pad all day, are unable to concentrate. Sometimes it's so bad that they just leave and go home missing school.
What's worse is the social stigma surrounding menstruation, a culture of concealment and secrecy which leaves girls feeling ashamed and isolated.
I did not know what was happening. I was frightened when I went to school. My clothes got stained, then I was told to go home.
For Pushpa and her friends, trying to hide the signs became so difficult, they dropped out of school permanently. Up to a quarter of schoolgirls in India leave school when they reach puberty. At many schools, in the curriculum, the chapter on menstruation is often skipped. In India, a country with a population of over 350 million women and girls who menstruate, this omission can have far-reaching and profoundly negative effects. Rama and her granddaughter Rupali say the superstitions are passed down from generation to generation.
My mother told us what to do and what not to do. She said, "Do not touch anything where you are menstruating. No prayers. If you go to the kitchen, do not touch the oil, as it can pollute the holy lamp."
These myths may seem far-fetched, but they can do real harm. Girls who cannot wash privately or who are too ashamed to wash their sanitary cloths run a constant risk of infection. And with these taboos go hand in hand the problems of sanitary disposal. Archana Patkar works with the UN's Water Supply and Sanitation Collaborative Council.
Very often, because it's linked to shame and taboos and the fact that nobody's supposed to see you disposing of the used material, this is just dug into a little hole or thrown into running water or a pond. We must look at it holistically and provide solutions, either incineration, composting, environmentally safe, satisfactory solutions.
The WSSCC is working hard to end the silence and to emphasize the practice of menstrual hygiene and safe disposal. The Collaborative Council has trained hundreds of project workers in menstrual hygiene management to work with girls and women throughout India. And in December 2013, the Government of India approved WSSCC proposal to change policy guidelines. For the first time, menstrual hygiene management was recognized in the National Sanitation Policy with an allocated budget. With the immense potential educated Indian women and girls can bring to their country, it is essential to change the curriculum for a healthier, safer, and more prosperous India.